This is Akashvani, Itanagar, the news read by Apu Gapak. India and Belgium today reaffirmed their commitment to deepening trade, investment and economic cooperation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the Prime Minister of Belgium, Bart De Wever, welcomed the growing diversification of sectors in bilateral trade in the India-Belgium joint statement released after the talks between the two leaders. India and Belgium have set an ambitious goal of doubling bilateral trade over the next 5 years. The two sides identified significant potential for cooperation in pharmaceuticals, life sciences, semiconductors, defense, manufacturing, critical minerals, renewable energy, ports, logistics, space, and advanced technologies, with Belgium as the 24th biggest economy in the world and India's ambition to become a $10 trillion economy in the coming years. Both leaders acknowledged abundant opportunities for mutually beneficial partnerships. Both leaders also welcomed the successful conclusion of negotiations on the India-EU free trade agreement and called for its timely implementation. The two countries also signed a letter of intent to strengthen defense cooperation through regular exchanges, training, research and defense industrial partnerships. Minister of Education P.D. Sona today attended the 7th sitting of the Business Advisory Committee of the 8th Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly, chaired by Speaker APLA Tesam Pongte. The meeting deliberated on the proposed business of the House and took up the finalization of the list of business for the forthcoming proceedings of the Legislative Assembly. In a social media post, Sona emphasized that such discussions are important for ensuring that the business of the House is conducted in a structured and effective manner, allowing adequate space for meaningful deliberation on matters concerning the state and its people. In a significant move to strengthen market access for women farmers in Arunachal Pradesh, the Ratusa Women Farmer Producer Company Limited, WFPCL Namsai, yesterday dispatched 17 metric tons of buckwheat to GS International Kanpur, marking another step towards connecting locally produced agricultural commodities with larger markets outside the state. The dispatch was carried out in the presence of Chairperson Onjini Namchumen under the leadership of Mimar Basar, CEO in charge Ratusa WFPCL. The buckwheat was procured from Mahila Kisans from Lower Dibang Valley, Lohit and Namsai districts, with facilitation and support from the Arunachal State Rural Livelihoods Mission, ARSRLM. The bulk aggregation and direct market linkage are expected to help farmers secure better price realization while strengthening collective marketing of agricultural produce. An awareness program on women and child protection laws and schemes was organized by the Women and Child Development Department Tawang at the DC Conference Hall today, with participation from teachers of government and private schools and other stakeholders. Delivering the welcome address, CDPO Tawang Dondupema emphasized the importance of greater awareness about laws, schemes and institutional support mechanisms available for the protection, welfare, dignity and rights of women and children. She urged participants to carry the knowledge gained through the program to the wider community and extend appropriate assistance whenever required. The program aimed to strengthen awareness among key stakeholders and empower them to play an active role in creating a safer, more informed and supportive environment for women and children. Guman Pangeng of Rayang, East Siang District, has become the first Kathak dancer from Arunachal Pradesh to be graded by Doordarshan New Delhi, earning the prestigious B-grade artist status. Apart from this milestone, Pangeng is also a recipient of the CCRT scholarship awarded by the Ministry of Culture, Government of India. He has completed Baba Prabhakar in Kathak from Prayag Sangeet Samiti, Allahabad, and trained under renowned Kathak Guru Gauri Divakar. In solidarity with the Indian Army, people from Taksing and nearby villages have voluntarily stepped forward to carry food and other essential supplies to Army personnel deployed in the remote border areas along the LAC. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.